Pegasus Funding Resources and how we can help growth companies like you find commercial funding or investment via Pegasus. I think because I'm the first one to talk about, well, actually, I mean, you are a commercial lender, to be fair, but talk about finance raising generally, I can set a bit of the context here, which is important. We work with the banks quite closely, and the banks still do the bulk of lending, but, you know, this graph from the Bank of England back in the autumn shows that, you know, lending has gone down significantly. And it's been worse for small businesses in the blue there, across the board. Also, particularly relevant to small businesses, and it's one of the reasons we get a lot of work actually these days, is that the interest rates are more for small businesses. In comparison to the yellow, which is the SMEs, the larger SMEs, you know, small businesses are probably paying up to 1.5% more interest rate. And again, that gives us an opportunity. This is slightly, again, this goes back to the autumn as well. We haven't got the latest up-to-date figures. The good news is that across the board, lending has gone up recently. But it's starting from a very, very low base, probably with the exception of invoice finance, which has really seen quite a lot of growth over the last 2, 3, 4 years. Everything else started from a massively low base. And, well, vehicle finance, we don't deal with that much, to be honest. Property was certainly massively right down. So Pegasus, well, we're dealing with a very sort of similar sort of company to the ones that Mike's dealing with. Probably they're trading, typically 250k right up to the 5 million. Once they get over the 5 million turnover, the banks start getting much better to work with in these situations. We cover the whole of the south. I'm the bit in the blue down there, so I cover the southwest. Pegasus have over 300 different funders that we work with, along with a network of business angels. And that really does give us a wide scope of funding solutions that we can provide to businesses like yours. Again, what I've tried to do is just put things into context. If you look along the top row, we've got the typical growth stages of businesses, and then down the axis, pretty well all the funding solutions that there are out there. We don't deal very much with grants, but we certainly welcome them because they can help leverage further investment and finance further down the line. So the blue square really marks out where the banks probably focus. They're, you know, they will deal with the right sort of startup, but it's unusual. It's really growth, consolidation, acquisitions. And those are the main areas that they're dealing with. We do a lot of business with the what I call the off high street banks, and that's the right sort of off, I should say. So the original blue squares being shown there, they will go more into the startups in these situations. Certainly they'll move across into companies that are in decline and even turnarounds and Phoenix type companies. And the refinancing of assets down the bottom. It's interesting actually because we get a lot of referrals from the banks. You know, banks want to retain a relationship with their client, and if things fall outside their lending criteria, then we can provide perhaps a factoring line or an invoice finance line or maybe a HP leaseback. I'm not going to go into any of those things in detail now. Certainly it's something I know that Dave is going to talk a bit more about the invoice finance later. And then we move into another provider who map to a degree the off high street banks. That's what I call the specialist providers. And again, they're what make up our panel of 300 to a degree. They will go into things like trade finance down there, for instance. You know, the banks will do a level of trade finance. A lot of providers out there will do trade finance, which is really supporting imports, particularly if it's backed up by the invoice finance at the other end. But there are one or two providers out there that will just specifically do trade finance on its own, which is unusual. Single invoice discounting is another interesting area. You know, software companies that have got a real blue chip company out there, client, customer even, I'll get there at the end, who've got a blue chip customer, there are single invoice discounters. So as long as you've got the right sort of margin, because they will charge a premium for that service, it does give you a way of managing that cash flow. And I don't think anybody's said that yet today, but, you know, cash flow is the killer. Cash flow is the killer, particularly for companies that are looking to go through growth. I'm really not going to speak much about angel investment, because Philip Tarwright from Swain's here to talk about that. We do have a business angel network ourselves. Certainly we link in to national angel networks. We have an arrangement with a internet-based crowdfunding company, which is really making some headway. And we do find that it works well to work with other angel networks. You know, it's very rare that somebody can do it all on their own. So I think the key thing here is that we do provide a range of funding options, and it usually is a mixture of different funding. It might be a bit of equity. A recent deal saw, talking about the RDPE, 435k of that, 600k of asset finance from close, and then an investment of 480k. So, you know, things can work together to make it all work. And also we will help with the investment readiness. I mean, that's something that Cornwall's blessed with, really, down here, is help in that situation. But certainly we will provide input as required, whether it's around scoring the business plan at the start, actually writing the business plan from the start. We run something called a business plan rectification workshop, where it's a sort of a full day, really hard, looking at the business plan and what the company needs to move it forward. We can help with investor presentations and coaching, and actually introductions and meetings, quite obviously. And I just put this by the way, don't forget about R&D tax credits, because, you know, they are a fantastic source of finance if you've been doing a lot of development work that hasn't been paid for by end customers. Grants can get in the way of that, unfortunately.